listening to Season 2 of Peace Signs, Stories of Peace, Justice, and Faith at Penn State University, brought to you by Third Way Collective.
Yeah, so I mean, I was raised Catholic, but I kind of got away from that in high school and kind of went down my own path, and I came back to just a non-denominational Christian. I am Michael Simmons, Vice President of Third Way Collective. I'm a senior. I'll be graduating here in 44 days, not counting. I would say I'm not a typical Christian in that I do go to church, but I'm not... I wouldn't say I fit the bill of a normal Christian, but I definitely do believe and I practice, and I just try to live by loving people, no matter who they are or what they're going through. At times, it can be like an outcast, because it's kind of like a social norm, it seems, anymore, to not talk about your faith. It's more of, I don't care what you believe, just don't talk to me about it. So it's kind of hard to outreach to people. I take it as a challenge. I think it's definitely not easy, but I think reaching people is still possible. There's just, I don't think doing the will or preach or yelling at people isn't going to work, but more showing people a way and showing people that you are different and setting yourself apart. I think it's both. I think it's from experiences working with a lot of migrant workers and seeing what they've gone through, and also through my faith to be told to love people, because sometimes it's easy to just see someone and see what they're going through and ignore it, but we're told to not do that. So I think it's a balance of the two. I think racism is a big one right now. You know, gender bias, it's gotten a lot better, but I still think we have a long way to go. And lately, something that's crossed my mind is the whole thing with Nike and their workers. And we are a Nike school, and we have huge contracts. I mean, hundreds of millions of dollars. So it's a tough one to tackle, but I think it's possible with numbers. Well, just this week, I know there's big LGBTQ stand this week. So that's pretty cool to see. Racism, I've seen a lot of people stand up against it from both sides, from the white and the minority side, which is really good. And that's what you need if you're going to tackle it, is everyone together. So I've definitely seen improvement in my time here. I would say if you have a passion, follow it and see where that leads you. Don't structure yourself to a certain thing and be open to anything, because it's a journey, and you know, we don't know what's ahead. You know, I could stay in my room and play video games or introvert myself. I don't think that's my personality necessarily, and for some people it is to a point. But I think to learn about yourself, you need to learn about others first. And you have to throw yourself out of that comfort zone to experience and really learn about yourself, because we really don't know who we are until we get out of our realm. Penn State, I would say Penn State as a whole, it's been good to me. Third Way Collective as a whole, last 2 years has been really good. Specifically the spring break trip we were just on in Miami, that was a really good experience, and I'm excited to see what other stances Third Way Collective does as far as social justice and where they go from here.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.